Vibes on WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Pearman, host of the Pearman Presentation, and we have a very special show for you guys tonight. I have two guest stars. They're chem majors. They know everything in the world about what chemistry is. You know what I mean? They don't know just the inside. They know the outside. They're there. They're playing games with you. They know the vibes. You know what I mean? Becca, introduce yourself to the fans.
I'm Becca.
Oh, she's Becca. She's not playing with this one, Becca. Tell them why you're on the show. Tell them.
First, I'd like to say I am not I'm not a chem major.
Oh, well, okay. I see what you're trying to do. Stop using that chem knowledge on me. You know, as a psychology major, I know what you're doing. This is called classical conditioning. They teach you that through positive reinforcement, through the negative reinforcement, through the hippocampus. And through the hippocampus, you learn how the adrenal glands work. They release things, and that's called the pituitary gland. Right? Leah,
no.
Tell me, did I just figure out how chemistry works?
That was actually the funniest description of the brain that I've ever heard, and it was so wildly incorrect, and I think that you've just set back the field of psychology.
All right. Oh, y'all hate it on me. You know, this is what happens.
To be fair, you got like a little bit of it right.
Yeah,
so
you know.
I'd say 25% is better than zero.
Yeah, because the adrenal glands, they're kind of like, you know, they're the testosterone of the pubic hair, and when they get released, everything goes wazoom. You know what I mean? Is that what happens?
I have no idea what you mean.
Yeah.
No sense.
Yeah, because
he's the one that took psych last semester.
Oh,
I did.
So. I mean, I'm a therapist.
Whoever is actually listening to this, I will have you know, I was in a psych lab with Larry, and I have to say, he was one of the best students. Best members of that class.
Yeah.
I learned so much from just listening to Larry ask questions.
You know, as a historian, I learn a lot about psych and how the brain works and how the dog in the brain eat things that we all are a part of. And I really like that. And that's what I love about talking with you guys. I feel like we can talk about anything. Do you guys feel that way?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. It is like love meant to be, except I'm not looking for love. Is that how you guys feel?
Absolutely.
Oh, she said she wants to go on a date. Is that a date night? Oh, it's date night live on there.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, she said it. Oh, but you know what I mean? But that's the thing. As a historian, you know, you have to document the dates that you go on. You can't just go on a date. You got to think about the implications of date night. So tell me, where are you going to go on a date?
So Becca's actually going to be going on a date night with me. I have it all planned. She didn't know about this. I'm actually asking her.
Uh-oh, it's getting saucy up here.
We're going to start with a little breakfast.
Oh, it's breakfast. You know, oh, and then it goes down from there. You know, you take it back to huh?
No, I'm making pancakes.
Oh.
I'm going to make my world famous blueberry pit. You're not a fan of blueberry?
If you said chocolate chip.
Oh, well, you got to put the adrenal glands in somewhere.
I feel like that's already a deal breaker right there. I feel like if you can't do the blueberry pancakes. I don't know if we'll survive there.
Well, because
what do we do?
Well, you know, the problem is that you got to shave your pubes in the shower. You can't just do it randomly. Like, you got to shave your pubes somewhere. And it's like my roommates always get mad at me because they're like, Larry, you know, how come the shower's always plugged up? And I'm like, where am I going to shave all the pubes? You got to put them somewhere. You know what I mean? Is that what happens sometimes?
I think that's a really great metaphor, truly, of, you know, taking care of yourself in privacy. You don't want people to know all your business,
it's like,
right?
The blueberries on the pancakes, and you want to take the blueberries out of the pancakes.
You're so right.
It is.
I completely agree.
That's so philosophical.
It's like it's the pubic hair that's on your pancake that you want to put away from the blueberry.
No, but see, the blueberries have to be with the pancake because that's how you get that balance of flavor.
Oh, I see exactly what you're saying. This is exactly like psych when they tell you about the pubic hair releasing the adrenal glands from the pubes. Right.
I think what you're talking about is gonadotropin and the gonads.
All right. You just said a bunch of stuff that nobody without a PhD will understand. Well, luckily, I have one. I have a PhD in the PhD. You know, it feels good.
I have a question, Larry.
Yes.
What does PhD stand for?
It stands for doctor. It stands for doctor.
No, but like there's a P and H and then there's a D. I don't know.
Well, there's ADHD and I was diagnosed with that. So if you just add a P, yeah, you know,
so
it's like,
is
it's
that P
It's ADHD? Yeah, you know what I mean? It's cold because all the kids with ADHD is like, whoa, y'all too different. So it's like they try to diagnose me with ADHD. I have ADHD, but it's really a PhD to hide away the ADHD. Some might say that I'm a PhD walking and they don't even know about. I'm the professor in class and professors think that they're the professors, but I'm there questioning what they're saying.
So true. I have a question for you, Larry.
Of course.
Have you ever thought about changing your major or declaring your major actually as philosophy?
No, why would I major in philosophy? You know, I am, like, I do the philosophy, like, I know the philosophy, but you know what I really want to major in?
What do you want to major in?
I want to major in a song, and it's called How to Build a Snowman. It's gone viral. It's a compilation. I'm going to let you guys listen, and we're going to make some comments. You know, learn and grow, just how you learn and grow your pubes. Like, they grow, you shave them all off in the shower, and then it's bam, you're ready for date night, because the pancake went in the blueberry. Bam! The pancake.
Elsa? Do you wanna build a snowman?
Yeah!
Come on, let's go and play.
Yeah.
I never see you anymore. Come out the door. It's like you've gone away.
Oh my god!
We used to be best buddies. And now we're not.
Psych!
I wish you would tell me why. Do you wanna build a snowman?
No!
It doesn't have to be a snowman.
No way, Anna.
Okay, bye.
Oh, she said bye. Oh, we out of here. You got rejected.
Do you wanna build a snowman?
No, I don't wanna build a snowman.
Or ride our bike around the halls.
The police, they are after me.
It's peace day. We gotta roll. We out of here. They on the quad. They see me. Oh, we out. You know the crew. You know the vibes. Everybody's running for peace safe. You know, that's part of the Lafayette journey. As a tour guide, I really like to tell people about that. All the fun experiences you can have at Lafayette. My favorite time is when I ran away from peace safe. And, you know, parents love it because it lets them know that I'm genuine about me and, you know, what I'm here for. And that's not to learn. That's to learn how to be a learner.
That is so whimsical, Larry. Truly. Actually, I have a really important question.
Why were some companies overdue?
You know, because you know, like Elsa said, you know, you know. They know the vibes right now.
Just watching the hours tick by.
Toilet.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, nobody got time for those questions. You know the vibe.
Oh, I have so much time. I have so really all the time in the world. All right.
We can always hear the answer. You guys, the fun part about answers is that there's always another answer. My professor once asked me, they were like, Larry, what's the capital of, you know, of the United States? And I'm like, Philadelphia. And they're like, no, that's the wrong answer. I'm like, that's subjective. What you think is right is not what I think is right. And you guys know, and as somebody who has a PhD, I know a lot about this stuff. And I brought it up to the professor. Turns out they don't like it when you tell them that they're wrong.
I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you not like they don't understand. It's like, they don't understand you gotta take the blueberries out of the pancake. Like, and especially
that was the first lesson of their PhD. I don't know why.
Honestly,
they don't know that.
Yeah, you know, the ADHD, the PhD, the DHC, you know, we're all
DMV.
Yeah, like we're all part of the same driver's license club, and they don't understand that we're all the same.
You're so true.
Like, they grade my work, but I never get to grade their work. Like, they acting like they get an A. You know, for Halloween this year, I'm dressing up as an A. That way, every time the professor calls on me, they're going to be like, wow, Larry, you look like an A. And I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm an A. You know the vibes. Ain't that right?
I'd say you're more like a G, honestly.
Yeah, you know how it is up in here. You know, with Becca and Leah, you know, they're dating. And it's fun because I never knew that they were dating before. But that's how friendship works.
Becca's actually been my girlfriend ever since we lived together. We lived together.
Oh, this is new news. Y'all ain't told me about this.
Oh, you don't remember, like, sleeping in a bed, like, 2 feet away from
I just didn't
know that meant, like, we are, like, married now.
You didn't look at the contract.
Oh, wait, 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 wait.
Guys, Just in case you didn't know, anytime you sign your housing contract, it says that you are legally bound to your roommate as
by marriage.
Oh, by the way.
I wouldn't say marriage all the way, but definitely by dating.
Well, by the way, if you do sign a housing contract, the housing people get upset when you try to sell that house. Just a little something I didn't know about. I tried to sell the house that the housing contract had. Apparently, it's not in the contract because I don't own the house. Long story short, the realtors got mad. The people got mad. It was a whole situation.
Is this why P-Safe was chasing after
you?
Yeah,
no.
I'm still very intrigued.
You know, we all run away from love, okay? You know, if you have a crush on somebody, you gotta run, you know? You know, in this case, P-Safe was chasing, you know, the Jamba Juice, and I was running away.
Jamba Juice?
Yeah, you know, like, they think that they're chasing me because, you know, of the Jamba Juice, but it's really out of love.
Interesting.
You know,
so they couldn't stay away from you.
Well, I needed to. Well, I was running from love. You know the vibe. You know, when it's 2 a.m. and you were there and everybody's like, whoa, Larry, how I see you. You look so good. Ooh, and I'm like, yeah, you know the vibe. You know, when I walk in, it's like, you know, a sexy unicorn meets a magical rainbow.
I definitely have had that experience.
Yeah.
It's this aura that you give off.
You know, I don't know what it is. You know, like.
Get your cologne.
You know, it hits different.
It really does.
You know, everybody wants to give me a hug. You know, everybody's looking at me. Everybody's like, you know, people here look at you funny, but then when you go out and out, people look at you like, ooh, you funny.
Funny looking.
For real. She's right at me. You know the psych majors, they don't know what they're talking about because of classical conditioning, right? Like, you think that you can just condition, you know, if you say yes and, you know, it's okay because you just want to look for love, right?
I'm going to send that one over to Becca because she's my girlfriend. Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Like, you know, when you, as you know, a couple, when was the first time you guys realized that it was the first time you guys wanted to share your pancake?
So the first time, I knew I wanted to share my pancake with Becca, my love right here, was when she told me that her favorite animals were frogs.
She said that froggy frog. Ooh, she dressed up as a sexy frog.
Well, I wouldn't say that. There was definitely no sexiness in the frogs. But it was just purely.
You was looking at that frog like, different. Wow. Ooh, tell me about that. Tell me why frogs are so sexy.
You know what? I think it's less about the sexiness. I think it's more about the morals behind frogs. Because if someone likes frogs, that means that they can appreciate, you know, the song of the frog. They like the artistry.
Yeah, because the frog, it's sexy. It's like, you know, it has four legs.
You're a little bit sexy.
You know what we got going on in here. It's a vibe. It's like Leah's live and she's talking about frogs and love and Becca and a frog. You know, it's so amazing. Let's see what these frogs have in store for us.
Pablo more than me, which is fine, but he's embarrassed.
We're cutting this tall as monstrum. Okay, there's wire inside. We'll be getting crafty. Oh, wow. He's so perfect. Pablo waves. He loves you.
Oh, Pablo waves. Hi. Oh, how you doing?
What say?
Oh, it's a frog. No fingers at the froggy frog. Oh, that frog is headed different. Oh, my God. Look at all these frogs, guys.
I'm looking very intense.
You got right.
I don't know if our viewers can see them. Right.
No, but I think what you need to do is a play-by-play of what's happening.
Oh, so what's happening right now is that this dumbass has put his finger in the frog. Oh, shit, I'm out of the curse on the air. You know, it happens. It happens. You can't. It's the job. It's you know, it's a thingy thing. But, you know, it's the frog right now chomping down on a finger. And that's what happens. Becca and Leah, is that what happened when Becca dressed up as a frog? Did you chop down on the finger or?
No, I can't say that has anything close to reality.
Oh, she said it's all about reality. Reality show. Oh, bring it on. Oh, spicy.
Yeah, but you know what? I truly believe that reality is subjective.
Oh.
I think every single person has, like, this mental construct of reality.
Oh, tell more!
It's
please tell more! It's
every single person.
But that's not how I want you to think about reality, because if you're biting down a finger, how do you know your finger's not the one getting bitten on?
But Larry, what even is reality?
Well, reality is what you make reality.
Exactly. So it's subjective.
It's yeah. Subjective. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you're, like, you know, wipe. Yeah. Like, when you know, when you're on the toilet and, mm-hmm. you know, you take the Browns to the Super Bowl, correct. you gotta live in that reality. Because if you don't, you know, you never know what could happen. And that's called love. And I'm so happy you guys found it.
I'm so happy too.
I'm so happy.
I mean, sometimes you gotta just give hope to the rest of the people out there, especially, you know, people like Ethan and Jillian, you know, because they know about love. They're there, you know, they try to put the blueberry in the pancake and the bacon. And so, you know, you gotta think about
all
the bacon.
All the ingredients are important, Larry.
And never forget the concepts of the government, because.
Absolutely. I'm 100% in agreement.
Yeah, because when you guys get married, you have to think about your taxes. Like, yeah. I have kids just for the tax write-offs.
Oh, me too.
Sorry, can we come back to that? Larry, you have children.
Yeah, you know I have a few.
How many partners are they from?
Well, it depends. Well, no, they're all adopt. Yeah, adopt. Adopt.
Okay,
all adopt.
Perfect. Okay.
How old are they?
No, they're not what you think they are.
Are they human?
All right. First of all, you don't have kids for the tax write-offs. You do it for love, like the way you guys did. You guys put a word in the mouth of people who don't know what to talk about. You got to think about things before you say them, Leah. You can't just say stuff.
It's not for the tax write-off?
No, you gotta... No.
I better go figure out some things with my taxes.
Yeah, because...
One of us do, apparently.
Yeah, because you guys have so many kids. It's like, how are you going to keep...
All for the money from the government.
Yeah, because, you know, as a member of the basketball team, sometimes I feel like I'm giving birth to a new basketball each day. Like,
may I ask in what way?
Because you put the ball in the basket, you know. That's like biology. Like that is, like, people don't realize basketball is how sex sometimes works.
Sometimes.
Yeah, you know.
Occasionally.
Yeah, you know. You put the ball in the basket, but sometimes the basket pops out of the ball, which is called babies.
If your basket is popping out, please go to the emergency room.
Yeah, go to the emergency room and think about the frog sucking on your finger. You know what I mean?
Larry, if that's what works for you, please continue to.
Well, I'm not going to tell you how to make love work, but I'm going to tell you that when Becca and Leah started having the frog and the finger, things are happening. You know, it's a vibe and we're here. It's so much fun, you guys. Sometimes I feel like you guys know more about love than I do, but then I realize that I'm in a relationship with myself.
So kudos to you.
Yeah, I know.
That's the best kind, I think.
That's why you guys always ask me for advice on stuff.
So true, King.
Yeah, you know, it's like Taylor Swift is one of my...
Isn't Taylor Swift your
you know what?
Artist ever?
Uh-oh. You know, Taylor Swift knows things that only Sleep knows. You know, take those Only Sleep gummies. They put you right there. It's like, whoa, it's sleepy time. Ooh, let's see. Taylor Swift, you belong with me. Here's my relationship advice for all you out there. Ethan and Juliet, if you're listening, I want you to think about, you know, if you belong with me or if you belong with you, because that's how love works.
Said she doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm in the room, it's a typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music she doesn't like, and she'll never know your story like I do. But she would.
She likes short skirts and I like t-shirts. Oh, it's really good. She's cheer captain. Yeah, you know, it's funny because I always had a dream that I would be cheer captain on the bleachers. And, you know, when you don't ask out somebody, it hurts because then they ask somebody else out. And I'm on their bleachers.
When you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here the whole time.
you know, stand it up in here. You know, I love Taylor Swift because she knows who belongs with who. All right, we are back live, you know, because I belong with you, you belong with me, even if I'm cheer captain and you're on the bleachers. You know, it's so amazing to be a mechanical engineer because every time I make love happen, I am understanding the physics and chemistry and biology of love, just like how the basketball goes in the hoop and then comes straight out the hoop like the baby. But that's not what I'm here to talk about because I have two of my most bestest friends in the world, and they just asked me, Larry, how did you know what love was before you didn't even know how to find it? And it's like, Larry, I don't know. How do I know this stuff? But Becca, Leah, how?
We definitely didn't ask that question.
Oh, it's a question time.
Didn't answer it. Can you please rephrase it? Well, think of something.
Well, think about it. You're a chem major. Becca's a biology major.
I'm a metaphysical chemistry major.
And I'm a mechie, so I know how to engineer physics and mathematics with material science.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys obviously don't know what that means because you're not mechies.
We're dumb women. We don't know anything.
No, you guys are... No.
We're complete airheads.
No, don't say
we
that.
We belong in the kitchen.
No, you just... Don't forget the
Becca, what's your favorite sandwich to make for your man?
I love a classic white
bread. Oh, she likes the white bread and she likes dressing up as a frog for her fingers. But that's not what we're here to talk about because Becca and Leah, they're so smart. They're so much smarter than me, even though they're not philosophy majors.
And also because we're women.
Yes, that too. Never forget that.
Our brains are smaller than
No, you guys are smart. You guys are much smarter.
We only know sandwich kitchen.
No. No, if you guys
you only
make
husband happy.
No, that's not how the basketball goes in the basket and then comes straight out the basket like the candle in the pancake and the pubes in the shower. You know, you got to think about how your adrenal glands function from the hippocampus and then create the classical conditioning from the art and science and history department, which combines to make what we know as life in social science.
Yeah, can you tell me what the adrenal glands do? You keep bringing them up, and I do not know what
they
do.
All right, it's vocab.
I'd like to know more.
All right, don't ask me questions that only a PhD will know. Just because I have ADHD doesn't mean I put the P in the ADHD to make the PhD.
But Becca, didn't he say he had a PhD?
I'm not gonna lie. You know, Larry, I got a little something going on. You know the vibes. You know, it's fun having a PhD.
I agree.
But does that mean you want to share your knowledge with the world?
Yes.
No, because knowledge.
I'm on his side for this.
Oh no,
I think knowledge should be kept secret.
Yeah, because think about
that's a little classist of you, Leah.
You see, that's called
maybe a little bit.
Now you guys met on Tinder.
Yes, we did. It was roommate Tinder.
Oh,
do we not?
You got banned from Tinder. It's cool. I got banned from PSAFE. Apparently, once you get chased 5 times, you can't join them.
5 times?
Yep, you know, it's a rule. Apparently,
Did you try to sell 5 houses then? Is that why it was 5 times?
No, I am banned from selling houses, but that is because you can't try to have, you know, they don't like it when you try to play pretend house selling with other people. Apparently, if you don't own the house, you can't sell the house.
That would make some kind of sense.
No, it doesn't, but that's okay because when you get chased by PSAFE afterwards, it's like a big deal apparently, but you know, I don't make the rules. I only follow the people who make the rules.
Apparently, you don't follow the rules, though.
Yeah, I don't really follow the rules. I don't play by the rules. I am not the basketball that went in the basket and then came out like all the other basketballs. I'm the basketball that went in the basket, came out on the other side to the world outside of the basketball. That's what I want you guys to see, that just because you came out the basketball net does not mean that you're a basketball. I need you to think with your mind.
You know, that's so true. I remember in middle school, a kid threw a sandwich through a basketball hoop. So I guess what you're saying is that sandwich was still a sandwich when it came out the other end.
No! No, that is exactly what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Like you,
I'm on the same wavelength.
We're on the same wavelength. Uh-oh, Becca, you better watch out, because Leah said she's trying to have fun on the show.
Larry's getting a bit ahead of himself here.
T said, I know more about this topic than you do.
I probably do.
Which is fun for the people listening because they get to learn.
Yeah. And I'm really big on learning.
Yeah.
I think you are too.
So yeah, you have that. You know what? We are like, you know, Garfield.
Yeah. Are you, which one are you?
No, can you please can you expand on that? How are we Garfield?
Well, because Garfield is cat and we are there like, ooh, we are Tinder. Ooh, what are we doing tonight? Ooh, we get chased by pieces tonight. Oh, it's ready for fun. Oh, I'm so excited. I just can't right now. Don't you guys feel like we're like Garfield?
Yeah, no, I remember all of the times that Garfield has to run away from P-Safe and then he's just like, oh, blueberry pancakes?
Yeah, because Garfield
in the shower.
Even Garfield has to trim his pubic hairs and then gets yelled at by his roommates.
Right.
Becca,
right.
True question. Do cats have pubic hair?
I feel like that is a question I do not actually want to answer.
You're a biologist.
Larry, I'm going to move this question over to you because, you know, you're such an intellectual. You know so many things about so many different subjects.
They have fur. It's not technically hair.
Well, it's fur.
Do you have cubic fur?
Well, you know, the fur comes out, you know, well, we have to take it back to the science of it in the adrenal gland, which comes from the hippocampus, which is responsible for the pubic hair. And so all this works together to create the basketball net, which is where the babies come out of when you put the basketball through the pubic hair. Then you put the pubic hair outside of the basketball and you get this thing called love.
I think we just broke Larry.
Oh, she said we know more about love than you do. Oh, tell me, Leah. Tell me. How do you know? How do you know if this isn't reality?
I really don't. That's the beauty of it. We never really will know.
Will we ever know?
I don't think so.
That's because if you know, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you know, you don't know.
Yeah, like I knew that I knew, like, you know, if you know that you know, then they know if I will know that Taylor Swift belonged with me, but she's living in a different reality, so she belongs with you.
She technically lives in the computer screen right now.
Oh, well, then it's time to get a new computer screen. Let's see what we got. You know, there are so many fun parts about computers. Sometimes I feel like I'm just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, but that's okay because Ethan and Julian, one of my favorite couples.
No.
They taught me some of the most important lessons about, you know, sports and Taylor Swift and Bad Blood with Kendrick Lamar. And it's sponsored.
Such a great song.
Yeah, because it's about you guys.
I love this.
Yeah.
Because it's about the frog and the flames and the quarter pounder.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go to Burger King.
Get that quarter pounder.
Ooh, you don't know what could happen.
Literally.
It's
a Burger King.
Well, it's only a quarter pounder. Think about it. You could get a quarter and put a pound, and then you get a quarter pounder.
Get the music started.
Okay.
Hey, I can't take it back. Look where I'm at. We was OG like DOC, remember that. My TOC was quite OD, ID my facts. Now POV of you and me, similar Iraq. I don't hate you, but I hate to critique, overrate you. These beats of a dark cart use bass lines to replace you. Take time and erase you. Love don't hear no more, no, I don't fear no more. Better yet, respect ain't quite sincere no more.
Oh, it's so sad to think about the good side.
Remember when you tried to write me off? Remember when you thought I'd take a loss? Don't you remember you thought that I would need you? Final procedure, remember? Oh wait, you got amnesia? It was my season for battle wounds, battle scars, body bump, bruise, stabbed in the back, brimstone fire jumping through. Still all my life I got money and power, and you gotta live with the bad blood now.
Oh, it's so sad to
fix bullet holes. You say sorry just for show. If you live like that, you live with ghosts.
You forget, but you never let it go.
Band-aids don't fix bullet holes. You say sorry just for show. If you live like that, you live with ghosts. If you love like that,
oh man, you know bad blood. It's about bad blood, and that's what happens after you break up with somebody. And you guys, I know it's difficult to talk about, but tell me about the first test you got an A on.
That's every test.
Oh, Lisa, I bring it in. Ooh, she's getting, you know, she's getting frisky up in here. Ooh, Professor, I know the answer. It's D. I knew it. Becca.
Yeah.
How about you? Tell me about your first A.
Like on an exam?
Right? No, Becca, is this Tinder or is this an exam or is this life or is this love? You need to put the four L's together to figure out what you want.
My first memory of an A is Alvin and the Chipmunks, and I'm going to ignore what Leah just said.
No, she's ignoring. You know, in relationships, it's like that. As somebody who's never been in a relationship, I know the importance of ignoring people. Like, you know, when your parents tell you not to become a porn star, it's all right because you go out there and
you want to become
because, you know, for Halloween this year, you need to dress up as what you want to dress up as. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. You should dress up as a frog.
Larry, what is your Halloween costume?
You know the vibe.
He's going to be an A. We already talked
about
it.
You know.
You
yeah, you know. A but sexy
like,
A.
You need to have, like, what's your other costume?
What's a sexy A?
Well, you know, it's the A that, you know, it's the A that makes people look at you and they're like, whoa, he's an A.
And how do you embody that?
You know, you embody that through culture and through love and through thinking about what you really want out of this relationship that you built. You know, something that, you know, people in the mods, they know a lot about love. You know, it's everywhere in there. You walk in and it's like, oh, I know you. Oh, I know you too. Oh, it's love. It's one night stand. It's great. It's called the mods. Isn't that what love is like, guys?
Word travels real quick in the mods.
Oh, she said word travels quick, but you know, Leah's an RA.
That is true. And it is my whole personality at this point.
And you guys found love.
We did.
Through residents finding love?
Oh, psh. I don't know. I don't see it, but I definitely can hear them.
Oh, Leah said she can hear them. I hope they're tuning in right now because that way.
I have not told them about this.
Oh, they got to tune in because that's called friendships and that's called having.
That was not friendship. Leah said she
tuned in like y'all should be tuning in to the show. Ain't that right? Ain't that right?
That is not right.
Oh, she said that. That, you know, but you know, it's a vibe. It's part of love. It's part of Romeo and Juliet and prom queen.
Or Juliet and Juliet. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What is this? Romeo.
Yeah.
Romeo.
Yeah. Well, you know, Romeo and Romeo.
LGBTQ+. Awareness.
Yeah, you know, it and is? Speaking of which, you know what I mean. You go out there. You love whoever. You know, whoever you want to love, you know, seriously, though, know, like, if you love somebody, just go show it. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. But, like, make sure that, listen. If you need to shave your pubes, go do it. Like, go do it. Just do it for the fun of it. Like, you know, you never know. You could do it with the scissors. You could do it with the razor, you know. But you find which style works for you. Just like love. You know, did Leah and Becca know that they were going to, you know, be pancakes? No, but they just decided one day, I'm going to dress up as a frog. No, you're going to dress up as a pancake. And before you knew it, they found love for, you know,
And somehow did, Becca, didn't we?
It's
magical. Wild, you guys, wildlife. You guys inspire me. You know, people don't generally think that biology and chem majors are compatible, but you guys proved them wrong.
You know, I think there's a single Bridget McNish.
Oh,
wrong. She is a bio.
Oh, major. She is. I love Bridget. You know, Bridget is one of my favorite people because you never know if she's ready for love or if she's looking for love or if she's found love. And
I think she found love.
Yeah, she found love. She there. She made it. You know what I mean? I did it. She made it, you know, with the mechanical engineer. And it's not because she loves physics. She just loves the idea of it. Right?
There is a big issue with loving the idea of something and actually loving the something.
Well, you know, you got to think about the physics of it.
The physics?
Yeah, you
physics
can't just...
Physics are very important.
Yeah, it's because it's all about, you know, contemporary application to the modern world.
Right. That was a very intellectual sentence.
You know.
I think you should be a philosophy major.
I was thinking English, honestly.
Oh,
English. What about double major?
You know, one of my best friends, you know, she's an English major, and she can tell you words that you don't even know are real.
Wow. Is this Bernadette?
Yeah, you know Bernadette. She's on here. I love Bernadette. Oh, Bernadette comes in with the words. Some people don't know what words she's saying because she's so good with the words.
Larry, what is your favorite word?
My favorite word?
That you can say on air.
Oh, yeah, you know.
That's
you,
a very good distinction.
Yeah, you know, because Becca, that's the thing about Becca. Yeah. You know, in relationships, she knows which words to use when words come to mind. And that's part of the thinking about words. Becca, what's your favorite word?
Ooh, that is a great question.
Tell me, put it on there. Tell me, what do you do when you dress up as a frog? Which word comes to mind? When the frog and the finger and the word and the baby in the basket and the adrenal glands meet the pituitary gland, which then meets the psych major. Which word?
I cannot think of a single word at the moment. You just put me on the spot. I was not prepared for
this. Oh, he's not prepared, but you know what I mean.
This is such a great choice. Yeah, because, guys, you're about to hear one of... the peak songs.
Yeah, because you know if you don't mess around, you know it's love. It's how it works, guys. Let's see what Outkast has to say about which words are about words.
Beyonce's and Lucy Liu's. Shake it, baby doll. Shake it on the floor.
Get on the floor. Like I'm on the right pitch. Shake it, shake it. You know what to shake it.
All right, thank you so much, Outkast. You know, one of the most famous philosophers of the last generation knows a lot of stuff. Very wise, very wise. You know, some people say English majors are wise because they're studying their own English. And you know, Bernadette is somebody who is live. She's here. Bernadette, tell me why you're in love with who you're in love with right now.
All right, Larry, here we go. Let's talk about it, all right? What do you want to know?
Well, you got to tell them. You got to let the fans know because, you know, in the mods, it's like love, you know, and then here it's love.
I know.
And the residents, it's love behind closed doors with, you know, the people in the RAs and love. And that's called relationships, and that's how love works.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And so when you put the adrenal glands in the baby basket, things happen. So tell me, how does love work?
Baby.
Yeah, and she's an English major. She studies English, so she knows a little thing or two how to spell science.
I study this for a living. Oh, yeah, I do.
Some people might even say it is a big word like astrophysics.
That's a huge word.
Yeah, you know, I'm not trying to impress you on air. I'm just telling you, I also know a big word or two.
Please.
Oh, she said, oh, please. Oh, you know, because that's how it works. Because she knows exactly the right words to you. It's because, you know, as somebody who studies how to read the readings, you know, she knows all about the English, about the words.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know every single word. And I know the words of those words. I know the babies of those words. And I know the mothers and the fathers of those words.
Whoa, now that's a lot of pubic hair that's going to have to get shaved. Like, you know, that's a lot, right?
She's probably getting electric razor at this point.
Well, here's the thing, Bird, that you can always get your words electric razors through using a big word like razor. Or, what's a big word?
Bernadette, what is your favorite word?
My favorite word? I think my favorite word is pineapple.
No, it can't be pineapple.
Why can it not be pineapple?
It can't be pineapple.
Are we being wordist right now, Larry?
No.
I think Larry's being wordist.
No.
Larry has reached a new low.
No.
He'll discriminate against anybody who likes a word.
Even
pineapple.
Words.
No. Words are what brings people together. Like Bernadette.
What has a pineapple ever done?
Well, because pineapple's in words. You know, I'm going to leave it to the mods. You know, Jillian and Ethan again. Great example of people who used words to find connection. So, right?
You know, I used to be allergic to pineapple when I was a kid.
Yeah, you know.
Pineapples eat your skin. Well,
so natural selection.
Yeah, now that's called the Oreo. Okay, guys.
It's a competition of digestion that you always win.
Honestly, I should have lost that a long time ago.
She should have. She would not have survived.
But if you survive, you know, that's the thing though, because after it all, you use words, you make it out. You know, Bernadette, thank you so much for teaching me about how words work. You know, I don't think Ethan and Jillian or Becca and Leah or, you know, Colette and, you know, the mods would have found love if it wasn't for the words, right?
Yup.
It's called word. It's called connection. Thank you so much, Bernadette. You know, she is a great friend of mine. She knows so much about the world and how words work. You know, thank you guys. You know, I just want to thank you guys one last time for coming. Any last thoughts? Please share.
You know, I've spent so much time listening to your show over all of the years that we've been going here, Larry, and I've never been able to see it behind the scenes, and I'm so thankful I got the opportunity to see what your face looks like when you say the things that you say.
No, me too.
Because it's been so fascinating to see all of this energy and intellectualism that has existed on the airwaves for eons, like, mm-hmm. since the dawn of time, and never seeing it in person until now.
Yeah,
it's truly an awe-inspiring experience.
Thank you guys so much. You guys taught me so much about, you know, making it happen in words.
Yeah.
Like, we're communicating right now. We're using words.
We really are.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Once again, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Pearman. You're listening to the Pearman presentation. I will see you next time.